Okay, 5-2. The one, as I say, advantage or disadvantage would be you would do a great deal of traveling. Normally, the area supervisor and her assistants try to get out to a club or once in 2 or 3 months to make an official visit. And in a way, this would be nice because I'd get to go all over Vietnam, at least in Third Corps and Fourth Corps area, which is the southern portion of South Vietnam. On the other hand, some of the traveling and waiting for chopper rides and constantly being on the road is very tiring. So I don't know, Duchess, but time will tell. I really don't know whether I would be interested or not. I might be for the simple fact that I have 4 months in country now. I have 8 months to go. And it would be a change, you know. As I said, I get to see something other than bear camp. I did get to go to a new opening of a service club, the MACV area, which is located adjacent to Tonsonook Airport, opened up the USAHAC service club this past, Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Anyway, I took the new gal and myself, and we went down. We met some other girls at Long Bend, and we went down in their vehicle. And it was a very pleasant day. We got to see all the girls again. And Dee Dee went down with us. She met us at Long Bend, and so we talked all the way down. Dee Dee, as you know, is opening up a new service club at Black Horse on or about the 10th of August. It was the 3rd, but she's having difficulty in obtaining any supplies, property, really, desks and tables and whatnot. But from what I understand, she has a lovely club, and I will try to get out to see Dee Dee in the next week or so. I'm very anxious to see what her club looks like. It's supposed to be beautiful. She's out there by herself right now, but I think she's expecting a girl to be transferred to her club next week. As I say, the club is not open yet. Dee Dee should have gone home in July, but she extended a couple of months. She is waiting for her promotion. You know, it's a funny thing, Duchess. When I went to Korea, Dee Dee had been there, almost a year already, 9 months or so when I got there, and Dee Dee was a 5. And I was a 5. And Dee Dee was out of the program for about a year. But, of course, when she went home for a year, she came back here to Vietnam. She came as a 7, I think. And Dee Dee is still a 7 to this day. And she has been about 12, 14 months in country. And, of course, I have been a 9 over a year now. And Dee Dee is not resentful to me, but certainly very resentful to Special Services for not having received an 8 or a 9 by this time. The planes are flying overhead, and there's very little I can do. I hope this is recording. So I have tried to tell Dee Dee how to go about her paperwork with CPO to get herself a promotion. It's unfortunate that the girls are not advised here enough as to what to do and what forms to fill out and so on. Plus the fact that the CPO people here are just not well informed. Dee Dee extended with the understanding that she would be giving a 9 position. Now, from what she tells me, they put in for a 9. You know, they told her they put the paperwork in and recommended her for a 9 position. And here it is all of July, and she still has not received it. So she is very upset, and as I said, I think she's somewhat jealous, and I don't blame her, because she has been working as a 7, doing the work, actually, of a 9 for the last year and a half or whatever that she's been here, and she is still only a 7. And of course, I have just bypassed her completely, and I think it's because I have a big mouth and know where and when to use it. Sometimes, that is. Not always, but sometimes. So anyway, that was the gist of the conversation. She called yesterday wanting to know if I was going to be considered for this promotion. And I said I had heard absolutely nothing, and I have no idea. One other snag in this thing is that I think after a 9, you have got to be appointed from Washington, D.C. to become a 10 or an 11. Now, when Cree got her 11 in Korea, she waited almost 9 months before it was official. Even though she had been working in this slot as an 11, it did not come through on paper until about 9 months later. And that is what would happen here, I think. Because I think once you're above a 9, you cannot get approval at the local command level, even the Pacific level. You have to get it from Washington, D.C., and this just means an awful lot of red tape, lots of paperwork. So we'll wait and see, Duchess. What else has happened? Wednesday, there was a party in honor of the 1st Brigade of the Thai Troops, Panther Division. And, of course, they invited the girls. And it was unfortunate it was that night because we had a hail and farewell party going on in our service club. But all 3 of us did go over to the party for 1 hour, about an hour and a half. And, of course, I stood around most of the time talking with General Tyree. He's a two-star general. And he thinks he understands English, and he really doesn't. And I told him I had been to Vung Tau for a few days, and his first reply was, "Why didn't you tell me? I would have taken you down there. I could have shown you a good time and all this stuff." And then he asked me if I would go have supper with him. I don't know where. I guess at his quarters or something. I don't know. Either 18th, 19th, or 20th. So today is the 18th. I don't know if he's going to call or what. But he leaves on the 21st. And then he told me he had a present for me. I think some Thai silk. Which surprised me. I didn't receive it, Duchess. He's going to give it to me before he leaves. So he says. I don't know. The new general, and I don't know his name, but the new general coming in will be here on the 19th, tomorrow. And there was another dinner, a formal dinner on the 20th, welcoming the new general and saying goodbye to General Tyree. It's a very cautious position that we females have here, and particularly me, because I am, you know, the tour director, and I am the one who speaks to these Thai officers. The other girls kind of shy away. It's very hard. It's a strain because they don't understand a great deal. They understand more, some, than they can express to you. And their protocol is a little bit different. If I'm standing there talking to the general, nobody comes near you. And, of course, they all bow heads when they face the general at all. And any, even if it's from 10, 15 feet across the room, they will give a courtesy bow of respect to the commanding general. So it's a bowing with their hands up in front of their chest, you know, in a praying position. Anyway, we will see. We were supposed to go back. The party, as I said, started about 6:30. We left close to 8 o'clock. And the general had asked me to come back at 10. So I told him I had to work. And he said to wear a dress. We had our uniforms on. And I told him we were too tired. I told him we'd think about it and I'd try to come back. But I didn't. At 10 o'clock, the other 2 girls were very tired, and so was I. And we had other things that happened. The furnace here had something happened to it. I don't know if it blew up or whatever, but they threw it through the fence right here in our hooch. This hooch is unbelievable. We have been without hot water off and on since I went to Vung Tau. Yesterday they fixed the water, so last night again we had hot water. But in addition to that, we have an awful lot of rain and an awful lot of mud. It rains every day about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then usually during the night it rains. And we had gotten caught in the rain coming, going back to the club, and we were all wet and all tired. And anyway, Duchess, we didn't go back at 10 o'clock, so I understand the general was very mad at me because I did not return. But we have quite a demand here. I mean, the day before that, on Tuesday, we had an invitation to go down to Long Tarn, which is just 2 miles, oh, it's not even it, but it's about a mile and a half down the road. And one of the Major Scott, who was kind enough to get me a ride to Long Tarn, took us on a little tour. Well, there's very little to see. It's nothing but an air base and a few shacks and an NCO club, and that's it. But we did go down there for an hour or so, and we had lunch at the Special Forces camp. And it's nice because I want the other girls to see it. They have not seen it. But it doesn't amount to much at all, Duchess. Wherever you go, there's a lot of dirt and there's a lot of mud, and one barracks looks like another. Yet, all these men that come in, you know, and a great many officers come into my office all day long just to get away for a few minutes, because my office is pleasant, it's air-conditioned, and of course, where else for miles around can you find 3 American females all at one time? So, consequently, my office becomes a hangout, and you have to handle the situation as diplomatically as you can. And sometimes I just throw out these colonels and what have you, because I'm busy. I have things to do. But you have to know what to say and when to say it. That makes it a sticky business, because, you know, so much of my job is public relations. In addition to that, having the Thai division here makes it even worse, because Thai officers come in, they are very shy, and you have to know how to handle them without insulting them or abusing any of their traditional ways. Anyhow, it's an interesting assignment, you must admit. This tape is running out, Duchess. Again, I am so very sorry to have heard the news about Edward. Take care of yourself. Let me know how you are as soon as you can. And please give my very, very best to Grace and the family, and to Beatrice and to Henry. And I'll talk to you very soon again. If you get a chance, oh, bye-bye, Duchess.